Time now to take five for your community. I'm very happy this morning to be joined by Lisa Ice Jones. Lisa is the executive director for Grouseland. Lisa, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Well, I appreciate you coming over this morning and talking about what should be a big and wonderful weekend. But let's, for folks who aren't familiar with Grouseland, and we were talking to remind folks the historical relevance of Grouseland. I think most of us know it as the home of our 9th president.
Yes, we have a lot of visitors come, and they're sometimes stuck on the fact that Harrison was only president for 30 days, but he was the governor of the Indiana Territory, and this was the westernmost point of the country at the time. So he's the father of the West and the eagle of the West, and Grouseland is the White House of the West.
Wow.
So we have people from all over the country and international visitors that come.
And something that I think we miss out on is that you're open every day for tours, right?
We are. We're open 7 days a week, 10 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sunday.
It's amazing. And then just the whole city of Vincennes, it's just a historical hub. It's amazing.
Yes.
And again, like you said, you get folks from all over the world.
Right, we do. We had just last week someone from England.
Wow.
We've had people from Australia, China, just all over, Germany. You know, just all over the place. And then all the 50 states. People study presidential history, mm-hmm. and that ultimately brings them to Grouseland and to Vincennes.
Right. Very impressive site. And my understanding is you're working on a plan for restoration or renovation or restoration?
We are. It's been a long process. In 2008, we put a new roof on the house, and that was the first big thing that we did. And then since then, we have done a historic structure study, bringing preservation architects in from the East who have done other presidential sites.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 2-year intensive process to do this study, and that created a trajectory for what was needed to be done at Grouseland for restoration and preservation in years to come. So as our board members attrition, as people come and go, we have this plan that we'll stay focused on to do what's best for Grouseland by Department of Interior standards.
Oh, wow. Very good.
So it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Another big deal is coming up this Saturday. It's your annual dinner.
Our annual dinner is coming up. It's a little late this year. We let folks know in the spring that it was going to be later because we knew that there was a chance our Indiana governor, Eric Holcomb, was going to be able to come. So his people picked the date, and so it's this Saturday. So we're really, really excited about that.
Okay, let's talk about the event itself. It's my understanding it's going to be an outdoor event.
It is. There's a really nice pavilion out at Kimmel Park, the restored Kimmel Park, right there on the Wabash. So that's very appropriate for Grouseland's annual dinner because of how much a focus the Wabash was when Harrison selected the area and built the house. So there's going to be a large air-conditioned tent there adjoining the pavilion. We're going to have Dave Parman and his Vincennes String Ensemble play some music. We're going to have Bob's Barbecue, so we're going to have brisket and chicken.
Oh,
and
wow.
A really nice meal, and it's going to be a great time. And the governor's going to be our keynote.
That's going to be quite impressive.
We're really, really excited about it. It took a lot of effort on behalf of our Grouseland Foundation board members. Our officers, Shirley Rose, Mark Palmer, really did a lot to get the thing rolling, and so we're real excited about it.
We'll talk about that for just a second. How long does it take to prepare for an event like this?
Well, we try to have an annualized programming calendar so that people know every year there are certain events that we're going to do, like the candlelight open house during the rendezvous, mm-hmm. like our Christmas open house the first Friday in December. So people have that in their memory that, oh, Grouseland will be doing this. So every spring we have an annual dinner. And this year, like I mentioned, it's a little later because of the governor's schedule. So the annual dinner is when we try to bring everybody together and have a really nice dinner and thank people for supporting us because it really takes everybody to remind people to come to Grouseland when they have out-of-town guests, to have people come. Recently, we had a wedding with a lot of out-of-town guests, and so those family members encourage people to come during their free time to visit the local historical sites. So when people do that, it really helps keep our sites active and promotes tourism.
Okay, and I'm assuming that tickets are still available for the dinner on Saturday?
Tickets are still available. Our cutoff was June the 10th. We could squeeze, a few more in. We're almost at capacity. We're almost at sellout.
Oh.
Individual tickets are $60, and that also provides some donation to the Living Legacy campaign, and that's what we're calling our capital campaign that we're currently in as a result of that study that I mentioned. So that provides a donation toward the campaign, so people not only get a great evening and a great time and an opportunity to see our governor, but also contribute to the campaign. We also have businesses that are doing sponsoring tables. There are $600 tables and $1,000 tables. And the $1,000 tables provide two passes to a pre-reception with the governor inside of Grouseland from 5 to 6. So we've tried to really make it, you know, a really interesting and fun event.
Going to be a big deal. And again, this Saturday. And let's remind folks again that just want to take a tour of Grouseland. You know, you're open every day. How can they get a hold of you?
We actually, for tourists, do tours continuously because we have some people that come and they're going on to another destination. So we take people into the rotation. And if we have to do continuous tours all day long, that's what we do. We had 20 people yesterday.
Right.
And so the tours were just continuous. These were just walking people. Now we have scheduled tours as well. School tours and travel clubs, leisure clubs. So we have what we call scheduled tours. Those people make arrangements ahead of time through our visitors bureau. But the walk-in people, we don't control them. That.
Right,
so
okay.
Anytime the doorbell rings, we bring people right in. We had tourists till 6 last night because I personally had 4 people from Muncie, and they got there just about 10 till 5, and I said, come on in.
Wow.
We're a private museum, so we try to keep people in there because when those people come and see Grouseland, they're so impressed by it, they go tell all their friends.
Oh, good.
So we told these Muncie people, now go back to Muncie and send us some visitors down here. And so that's what happens. A lot of it's word of mouth. If we get people in that house, it sells itself.
Oh, boy. And for folks who aren't familiar, where is it located at?
It's 3 West Scott Street, right as part of the Vincennes University campus. It's just off of the campus. Harrison was the founder of Vincennes University, and a lot of people don't realize that. He and Jefferson were the only two presidents that founded a college. So we even tell the students there, it's impressive that there's a presidential site right here at the fringe of your campus. So if people make it to VU there between the river and the railroad track, they're just right off of 2nd Street. They'll find us. It's a very impressive Virginia-style plantation home with the fortification of a fort because it protected everyone during the hostile period.
Wow, it is very impressive. There you go. She is Lisa Ice Jones. She is the executive director for Grouseland. Lisa, thank you for joining us and sharing this morning.
Thank you. I love to promote Grouseland. It's a very worthy cause.